diamond-shaped UFOs. 30 years ago, something happened in the skies above Britain. In 1990, a UFO appeared over the village of Calvin in the Scottish Highlands. This is said to be the most significant sighting of a UFO in the history of the British Isles. Why, you might ask, and rightfully so. The reason is a perfect photo of the UFO was taken and released. It is not one of those pictures which is blurry or of a small dot in the sky. It is a photo of what seems to be an alien craft with a plane near it. What has made people so infuriated is the fact the British government has decided to keep the facts secret for another 50 years. You can see the photo, which has been colorized, by going to the written article and copying the address and pasting it into your browser's address area. This has to make one wonder why something that happened 50 years ago is not being released and instead being blocked for another 50. There are some hunches about this. My hunch is perhaps the UFO is actually an alien craft, and the British believe in another 50 years or so we will have already made contact with the aliens, and then it won't matter. I would like my readers to look at the craft so they understand about what I am going to say next. The craft is diamond-shaped. While some may think this is irrelevant, I say it will become very important because of what I am going to tell you. I have mentioned this in another article maybe a year or so longer. A UFO which was diamond-shaped was being escorted by 23 helicopters over a road in Texas. It is said black smoke was coming from it. On the road below there was a car with two adult women and a child. The women got out of the car to look and the child stayed inside. As the UFO passed overhead, the women could feel heat coming from it and noticed it peeled the paint from the outside of the car. The women looked like they had gotten a sunburn and had actually gotten cancer from the experience. The experience took place in 1980 and the US government denied they had anything to do with it or knew anything about it. The women sued the government and the court threw the case out. The women's case was the government should have warned people of the danger before flying over them. There is no doubt there was a question of ethics, but so many cases where the government is sued that have to do with secret projects or workers on a base are dismissed because the government usually cites the fact they can't talk about some things due to national security. This case was a little different since they denied they had anything to do with the incident. There are those who believe these diamond-shaped UFOs are ours and were an attempt to use nuclear power in some sort of aircraft. I don't know if it was alleged they could go into space or not, but I presume they might have been able to. They seem far too crude to be alien craft, but I could be wrong, and maybe the radiation is not the typical type we get from a fission engine. Maybe the radiation is not even from nuclear fuel. Diamond-shaped UFOs have been around for years, they are just not as numerous as the traditional saucer-shaped ones or the black triangles. In 2012, a triangular UFO was reported over the Costa Mesa area of California. A report was filed with MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network. This was not the usual silent UFO, as it made a humming sound. The witness stated he believed the UFO was about a mile from his location and it was hovering. As he was watching, the UFO tilted to its side. He said it had four lights which were brighter than the sun. Some people are of the opinion UFOs are enemy craft, while some other people think these craft are just inconsiderate when it comes to our safety and could care less, as witnessed by the many times UFOs buzz planes and such, and they attribute their diamond UFOs with radiation as proving their point. Could they be all wrong in their conclusions, and perhaps the diamond UFOs were developed by the US government? Could it be the reason the helicopters were escorting the diamond UFO was in case it failed they had enough helicopters to lift it back to base? Yes, I said back to base. It just might have been an experimental US craft and the pilots of the helicopters were unaware of the range of the radiation, and that is why the people in Texas were not warned to move or the machine was not moved to fly over a different area. A diamond-shaped UFO was seen in the sky above Toronto, Canada recently. It was traveling at speed across the sky, but a witness managed to get it on video. Toronto has seen its UFO sightings double in the last year. One of the things which attracted the witness to it was the fact it was not flying in a straight line. Its speed made it hard to video, but the witness got lucky because the object stopped and hovered, and then he got his best video. It is being said there were 849 UFOs observed in 2019, but this number has already doubled by the end of September 2020. In 2014, Canada was the site where a witness saw a diamond-shaped UFO moving over the water. The man was camping near a lake. The diamond-shaped UFO flew over the lake for a while, and then a second diamond-shaped UFO came along and also flew over the lake. It seems they were looking for something. The witness sent the video to MUFON. The UFOs flew over the lake for a total of 8 minutes. The video was examined by experts without the experts being able to debunk it. A woman claimed to be a witness to a diamond-shaped UFO in the year 2000. She said she saw it near Rockford, Illinois, but there is more to this witness's story. She claims the UFO sighting was followed by a sighting of a humanoid in the sky 2 years later. She claims she was traveling down a road with her son and both of them saw the UFO. It seems there are a lot more diamond-shaped UFOs being seen than we realize.